USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump ended Saturday, with Trump being acquitted of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. 57 senators voted to convict, while 43 voted to acquit, falling short of the two-thirds majority needed for conviction. Representative Eric Swalwell said he knew more in the room were uncomfortable with the former president's actions that day. But the California Democrat tells CNN that he believes he and his fellow impeachment managers made their case to the American people.
The number of senators who said guilty today did not match the number of senators I watched over days who were concerned and moved and bothered by what Donald Trump did. I can't explain why they could not find the will to say guilty, but I think the American people forever know just who Donald Trump is and what he did not do when we needed him.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Seven Republicans joined all 50 Senate Democrats Saturday in voting to convict former President Donald Trump of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol in his second impeachment trial. Maine Senator Susan Collins was one of those Republicans, and she explained her vote on the Senate floor, saying she believed President Trump's actions that day were a betrayal of his oath of office.
My vote in this trial stems from my own oath and duty to defend the Constitution of the United States. The abuse of power and betrayal of his oath by President Trump meet the constitutional standard of high crimes and misdemeanors. And for those reasons, I voted to convict Donald J. Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration has taken steps to fight famine in a war-torn country. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken announced he's revoking the terrorist designation of Houthi rebels in Yemen just 1 week after the Biden administration said it would no longer support military operations in the country. The Trump administration applied the Foreign Terrorist Organization designation just before President Joe Biden took office. The group, officially known as Ansarallah, has been locked in a civil war with the Saudi-backed government of President Abu Rabo Mansur Hadi since 2014. The U.S. provided military support to a Saudi-led coalition fighting on behalf of the Hadi government, but Biden withdrew U.S. involvement on February 4th. The war in Yemen has become the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. They said 24 million of the 30 million population required some form of humanitarian need. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that Yemen was in danger of falling into the world's worst famine in decades.
And a former NFL star will be putting the pads on this season, just on a different kind of field. Former New England Patriots wide receiver Chris Hogan won 2 Super Bowls with the Pats, but announced Saturday on Twitter that he'd signed with the Premier Lacrosse League and will be a part of this year's draft. Hogan is no stranger to the lacrosse field, playing at Penn State before transferring to Monmouth University to play football. He'll find out on March 25th which of the league's 8 teams he'll play for. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.